One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Today on Pastor Chris Teaching, get ready for a powerful excerpt from one of the Healing Streams live healing services with Pastor Chris. A global crusade where prayer for the sick produces phenomenal results. The event is broadcast in thousands of languages, availing billions of people worldwide the opportunity to participate. In each of these services, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches the word with so much power and clarity, dissolving doubt and answering life's questions. Stay tuned and be blessed by this episode.
So what the Bible says is that Jesus is the character of God. So I scratch my head. I say, what? What does that mean? If Jesus Christ is the character of God, what does that mean?
Find out in this episode.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
How can you serve God with your spirit until you're born again? That's why you have to receive eternal life, the life and nature of God. And if you have that life, every disease in your body will be destroyed. Every sickness in your body. Because that's the life he's given you. Oh, somebody might say to me, but Pastor Chris, I've been a Christian for long. Why hasn't that worked for me? Because you didn't know it. You were ignorant. That's why. And that's why I'm sharing the word of God with you. So you come to know this truth and then apply it in your life. You have to learn to apply it in your life. See, the life that he has given us is more powerful than any sickness or disease or infirmity. No infection can take a hold of your body because the Holy Spirit perambulates your body. So you find that he actually gave you divine health so that you can be healthy all the time. All the time. All the time. No, the medical doctors or professors of this world, because of the education of this world, the scientists of this world, philosophers of this world, they'll all tell you it's not possible to be always well. Why? Because they have not been always well. See? They say it's not possible. But Jesus gave us eternal life. I said that life is the God kind of life. It's a God type of life. That's what he gave you in Christ Jesus. And once you know it, you decide that's the life you're going to live. I decided a long time ago that's the life I'm going to live. So I live that life every day, every day, every day. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the life he gave you. That's the life he gave you. And as you're listening to me, it doesn't matter what the condition of your lungs, the condition of your kidneys, your heart, your eyes, your spine. No, no, no. All that don't matter. While I'm sharing the word of God with you and you are receiving what I'm telling you, strength is entering into you. And the power of the Spirit of God is working inside you. It's working inside you. Things are being mended right inside you. Even your blood condition, there's a change that's taking place. It's happening inside you right now. Right now. Right now, wherever you are, God's power is working in you and around you at this very moment. As long as you're hearing the sound of my voice, I want to show you something. In Psalm 107, you read in verse 20, see what the Bible tells us. He sent his word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word. It is his word that's coming to you right now. Oh, dear. Let me show you something. Why am I giving you all the scriptures? I want to tell you why. In Proverbs chapter 4, go to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 20 down. It says, my son, attend to my words. How can you attend to the words if you don't know them? That's why I'm bringing them to you. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. How can you know the sayings of God except somebody shows them to you? All right. Next. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. The word that's translated health is the Hebrew mape. What it means is medicine, cure. So he's telling you that God's words are medicine to all your flesh, a cure to all your flesh. That's amazing. God's word is medicine. That's the real medicine. That's the real cure. So that's why I'm sharing the word with you. So the word's coming to you. You're hearing the sayings of God. You're receiving what I'm giving you now. It's entering your ears. It's going inside you. Real medicine is getting inside you right now, right now. Real medicine is entering inside you. Health is entering inside you right now. It's entering your heart, entering your veins, your arteries. It's entering God's words, going through your head, your muscles, your bones. It's happening to you right now. That's why that cancer is dematerializing right now. The cancer is dying right now. It's dying right now. Yes. It's happening for you right now. It's happening for you right now. It's happening for you right now. It's happening to you right now. Tell somebody it's happening to me right now. Right now. It's happening right now. Do you know it's happening right now? Turn to the book of Job, chapter 33. From verse 19. The AMPC, let me read to you. God's voice may be heard by man when he is chastened with pain upon his bed and with continual strife in his bones, or while all his bones are firmly set. Are you hearing this? Look at the next verse. So that his desire makes him lot food, and even dainty dishes nauseate him. Yes, so sick. So that his desire makes him lot food, and even dainty dishes nauseate him. Look at the next verse. His flesh is so wasted away, and it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. He's lost so much weight. The man's been so sick. He's lost so much weight. The Bible is telling you. Look at the next verse. Yes, his soul draws near to corruption, near to death, and his life to the inflictors of death, the destroyers. God's voice may be heard. If there is for the hearer a messenger or an angel, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show to man what is right for him, how to be upright and in right standing with God. He says, God's voice may be heard. He says, you may have a chance to hear the voice of God and get your healing if there be a messenger or an angel or an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show you what is right.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.